Back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. I'm Mike Rayleigh. The former Attorney General and Secretary of State in North Carolina and Deputy Chief Counsel on the Senate Watergate Committee and the current Secretary General of Gardening is sitting across from me this morning. And Phil Campbell's with us. Andrea Lane, a Master Gardener in Mitchell County, formerly a Master Gardener in the... In Durham County is with us, and Miss Phil, what you got going on at Campbell Road Nursing? You got plenty of pansies.
We have plenty of pansies, and we have plenty of snaps. We have plenty. We're going to get some more dianthus in, but we've got we grow everything ourselves, but then our plug grower has some things that he's going to send down because we ran out of dianthus pretty much. Right now, the biggest thing, the hottest thing on the block is the Christmas Carol camellia.
Amen.
Because we talked about it on the air, didn't we?
We cannot keep it in. Well, it's a cross.
What is it?
It's called
Christmas Carol camellia.
It's a cross between, it's a hybrid between a Sasanqua and a Japonica, and it can stand the sun, and it is going to be blooming right around Christmas time. It has red and white bell-shaped blossoms.
And Andrea, it is exquisite.
It's got a beautiful growth habit, the leaves are more like, they're dark and shiny like a Japonica, but they're smaller like a Sasanqua.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Phil, I think I'm going to leave. I put mine in a bigger pot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave it in the pot for a while.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yep.
Because I went it up close to the house.
Right.
So I can see it at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Mine's got about five blooms on it, and four of them appeared after I got it from you.
Right.
Yuletide has let us down. That used to be a Christmas.
It's blooming now.
It used to be a Christmas. It's been blooming.
Yuletide let me down, too, when I was in Durham.
Yeah, it's been blooming in September.
Yeah.
Oui.
So is this a JCRA introduction?
It's actually a Southern Living.
Oh.
So it's gorgeous. I mean, I love the growth. Like I said, I like the growth habit. But we've got lots of shrubs. We got a new shipment of shrubs in this week because they just keep selling and doing really well, and they look great. The weather's good for everything right now. Pansies look great. Snaps look great. Our perennials are continuing to do well. We've got some of the ladies have been keeping those really cleaned up and looking great. I mean, and then we've got grasses, lots of grasses, ornamental grasses. I'm not sure if we have any more of the white muley grass left, but I saw somebody going out with three of those yesterday, but we've got some really good plants right now.
But do you have any more Christmas carol?
Yes, we got a full load of Christmas carols in yesterday.
All right, I've been asked about that.
I don't know how many more we're going to be able to get our hands on, but we got
Christmas carols.
The Christmas carol camellia.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
Okay. No, Christmas Carol Camellia.
Andrea, you were saying something.
I was saying that fall is for planting. So
that's for sure.
It is.
We think of it as like winding down the garden, but it's actually, you know, putting the spring garden in place. So go buy your shrubs.
And we had the good rain. We had the good rain last week. Did you get a good rain?
We did. We got a good about 2.5 inches. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and not all at once.
Right. Exactly. I know.
So a great rain to go into, you know, start off the fall season.
Great.
The dormant season.
That's
all right. Well, let's head to Durham or Jamesville. I'm not sure which, and talk to Herb. Herb, how are you today, Professor?
I am doing wonderful. Good morning, Mike, Rufus, Phil, and Andrea. It's a beautiful fall morning.
Isn't it?
We're on our way to Jamesville, and we thought we'd call and
thank you.
Phil answered one of the questions I asked, because I noticed before I left they had put in some pansies, and I was going to ask her what was going on. I haven't been out there lately. When your conversation started about the potatoes, it took me back to my childhood. My mother was from Philadelphia, and my dad was dad's people were from down east. Mm-hmm. And so when I was a kid, when they were talking about potatoes, now down east, instead of saying house, we would say heist. And so when they were talking about potatoes, they would say, go out there and get some iced potatoes.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And so when I was a kid, for the longest time, I thought they were saying iced potatoes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, anyway, one other quick thing was, right now they're talking about mums, and I'm sure Phil still has some, but I leave my mums in some containers, and they don't come back as big as the commercial ones that they sell, but right now they're blooming really nice. And so most people throw them in the garbage, I guess, or compost or whatever, but they will come back, at least around here, if you leave them out there in something. So anyway, that's my update. You all take care. Go down east. Take care.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a down easterner. So yeah, I was down there yesterday with Cliff Joyner, the famous Cliff Joyner, and had a great time with Cliff. Rufus couldn't make this trip, but
climbing. They sent me a climbing.
No.
That was from the
Botanical
Gardens.
Yes. But no, he sent you some of his writings.
Yes, he certainly did.
So
we're getting ready to do one right now, Herb, if you want to hear it.
Herb's already gone. He's listening.
Okay, here's a Cliff Joyner of the day. Weaknesses are just strengths in the wrong environment.
You know, he said that exact same thing to me yesterday over lunch.
Yeah. Cliff, you're right. Weaknesses are just strengths in the wrong environment. Marianne Cantwell. Anyway. That was Cliff.
Cliff said it.
That was Cliff.
We did have a great time. We had a nice lunch and talked for a long, long time about all kinds of stuff. And I was on my way. Yesterday was pretty, too. You know, the merchants in downtown Nashville yesterday, they brought the kids from Nashville Elementary all dressed up, and they walked along the sidewalk there to the different merchants, and they got candy and stuff.
Well, that's great.
I don't think any potatoes were handed out.
Yeah, a nice, safe place, and in the daylight, and it was just something to really have a good time with.
They have a big time down in Nashville. They always do for their Blooming Festival. They have, they had 30,000 people there last year for that.
I've got a couple of things that I could share about something similar. We had, this past week, we had the kindergarten class, two classes from Swift Creek Elementary School. They're not up there close to the nursery now because they're building that new school.
Yeah.
So they're down in Garner at the big theater down there. So they bus the kids up, and they stay 2.5 hours at the nursery. And I have to tell you that it was one of the most pleasant experiences I've had. The kids just really appreciated the flowers. They got
they were in awe of all of them.
They got to plant pansies. They got to make they did leaves. They took I had leaves in there for them, and they stuck those on to paper, glued those onto paper to make designs with.
Yeah.
And just had and I had like a scratch and sniff type thing with the herbs. They had the best
I wish you had brought that in. Rufus was just asking me about scratch and sniff the other day.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah, we both have books.
Yeah.
Scratch and sniff books.
But it was just a really pleasant experience for us. And then I have to say that I thank you to everyone who voted for us. Campbell Road got the gold again this year for Raleigh's Best.
You absolutely
and
should.
And I really appreciate that, yeah. Andrea. That was another...
Oh, you mean the booklet, the beautiful booklet, yes.
Yep.
That's in there, Campbell Road Nursery, right there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I hope that's an annual thing for those kids.
Yeah, the kids had a great time. Well, see, they'll be back in the 1st of September when the new school year starts.
Yeah.
They didn't want to switch them over in the middle of the...
Yeah,
the
that's
year.
Right. Smart.
So they're going to come back in September, and they'll be coming up to the nursery more. So
well,
that'll
they'll be back in the new school.
Yes, yes.
Very
it'll
close to the
so
nursery, yes.
Fun. Yep.
Let's go to our friend Steve in Garner. Hey, Steve.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Morning.
How's everybody?
Doing all right.
Pretty good. How's your wife?
Yeah. How's your wife?
We're in limbo right now, waiting for the doctors to make decisions. So next Friday, he goes in for some more tests, and then hopefully we'll start some sort of treatment after that.
Uh-huh.
So it's not moving fast enough for her, but I guess the fast system is going
to
let us.
Well, I'm sorry you're both having to face this, and our prayers are certainly with you.
Well, the thing is, she couldn't let me have my my disease. She had to have the rarest form of brain cancer.
Oh, wow. Mm.
That's what the doctor said, about 1 out of 1,000,000 get her type of cancer.
Yeah.
So wow.
So hopefully God will look at this as a opportunity to shine. So
well, that's a good way to look at it.
I moved daylilies yesterday. I'm feeling it this morning.
But it was a pretty day,
but
wasn't it, Steve?
Yes,
it
was.
Spring.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna move some more today. I got to get some out of from underneath my. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, one of my bushes has got overgrown over top of some of my daylilies.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to move them. But this is the perfect time to move daylilies.
Well, tell us, Steve, how to do that properly.
Well, if you're going to move it as a hole, just dig the hole you're going to move it to. Prepare it with a little bit of extra topsoil and some cow manure. And then dig the entire root ball up. Shake as much of the dirt as you can off of the root ball. Put the bare root down in the new hole. Pour some starter fertilizer. And I've got the bottle right here. This is what I use. Hang on.
Yeah. Did you drop your phone?
Miracle-Gro Quick Start.
Okay. Miracle-Gro Quick Start.
Right. It's a concentrate. You put a cap full in a gallon of water, and then you pour that over the root, the bare root, and then put the dirt down on top of it, and then some mulch on it if you want to put mulch on it.
And also, Steve, you might want to if you've got another root ball there, you might want to divide them.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. If while you're out, if the root ball's big enough to share, you can divide it. And the way that I do it is just simply take the shovel and just shove it down through the middle of the root ball, and you get two plants. One thing that I wanted to remind you, when you're taking the stakes off, look at the stake carefully, because there might be what's called a proliferation growing on it. That is another plant. And you can replant that proliferation either back in the ground at the root ball or take it and put it in a pot. And you have another, it's an identical plant to the one that's in the ground. It's not a hybrid. It will be an exact duplicate of that plant. So that's the way daylilies reproduce themselves. You can either divide the root ball or look for proliferation on the stake, the stalk.
Okay.
Anyway, I just thought I'd love to keep you guys informed. We're here still, and we're trying to stay ahead of everything. And we
love you folks too, and thank you so much.
Take care.
Our best to you. Our prayers for you.
Yep, and our flamethrower.
Redbud
has done marvelous.
Yeah,
it's great.
I love it. Dr. Denny Warner.
Right. Love you guys.
Take care, Steve. Bye. Mm-hmm. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. Back on WPTF, Andrea Lane is with us from Mitchell County. She's a master gardener there and a longtime friend of the show, and was a master gardener in Durham County. Are you still? I know in Durham County you wrote a lot, Andrea. I know you're still doing that some because you've been nice enough to write for our magazine. But did you get the copies I sent you of the latest one?
I did.
Okay,
Thank you.
But what else are you doing?
Well, I'm doing some writing for here as well for the Extension newsletter.
Great.
I'm also writing for the Gardening Association of North Carolina. Are you familiar with them?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's an online, virtual, organization. But they do. Their mission is to inspire, connect, and empower individuals, create healthy, sustainable home and community environments.
Nice.
And so they have a newsletter, and I've been writing for that newsletter.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned them. Yeah.
Yeah. They're a good group. GAONC.org. If anybody wants to look them up. What else have I been doing, Master Gardener wise? Can't think of it right now, but
I'm sure you've been doing a lot.
Yeah.
Now, did you change master? Did you change extension agents recently?
We did.
Yeah.
Well, a year ago.
Uh-huh.
He's here a year now, so he's honeymoon period is over. Gets work. No, he's great. His name is Brandon Pittman, and he is a longtime, possibly native member of Mitchell County. And he's a horticulturally trained. He worked for a community college in Morganton, taught there for a number of years. And so now we've got him. So last year about this time, he said, give me a year to get my feet wet. And then we'll bring on more people.
Well, he literally got his feet wet,
that's for sure.
Didn't he?
He did get it well, Actually, we were so grateful because the position was open at the time of the storm. And so, we just thought, gosh, now who's going to want to come?
Well, he must really want to be there.
Do this.
Yeah.
But he's a native. He's local. So he was already here, so it was perfect.
Yeah, that is perfect. Good. I hope he's there for a long, long time. Stability is a good thing.
I think he will be. All right.
Terry is with us in Raleigh. Terry, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Good morning to all of you. And I've been listening to Weekend Gardener for many years and always look forward to it.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell the listeners about a free chrysanthemum flower show next Saturday and Sunday at the James Martin Building in Fairgrounds. On Saturday, it's 1 to 5, and Sunday, it's 10 to 3. And you'll discover that there are 13 different types of chrysanthemums. And this is made possible courtesy of the Central Carolina chapter of the Chrysanthemum Society.
Yeah, we heard from Margie last time, sometime in late summer, I guess.
Yes, Margie Case.
She does a great job. She gave us great descriptions of these beautiful plants and why there are so many others besides the ones that we see at the grocery store and at Campbell Road Nursery and at the State Fair, the bright colored ones. There's so many different types. And, it's a good time to go to Governor Martin's building, who Rufus met with down in Charlotte not too long ago, Governor Martin. But go to that building there on the State Fairgrounds and the Chrysanthemum Society. And it's on Saturday, November 8th. And what times will you be there?
On Saturday, it's 1 to 5. And Sunday, it's 10 to 3. It's a free show and lots of parking. And you will see the best chrysanthemum that the area has to offer.
That's wonderful.
It's a judged competition. You'll see the winners, and you'll see so many varieties of chrysanthemums there.
Such a versatile plant that I think all of us need to know more about.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Terry.
I'll see you there.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah. We're fortunate to have so many groups of really great gardeners here. But, I mean, we have the Ralston Arboretum, the Botanical Gardens, the Duke Gardens here, and great horticulture departments at the universities. And I think they have – I can't remember what Stephen said about the Arboretum, if they have finished it. I know that's near and dear to your heart there at Coker
Arboretum. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Student that has sat at my bench for trying to graduate for 7 years.
Are you sure he's not a ghost? Because he's been there a long time.
Oh, man. I got to check on that again.
Yeah, make sure. Take somebody with you. I'll go with you, and we'll new arbor and everything. All right. Andre Lane is with us from Mitchell County, Rufus, Phil, and you. And we'll hear the words of J.C. Knowles coming up here on WPTF about his beloved Apex. We're back on WPTF at the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Phil Campbell, Campbell Road Nursery. Andre Lane, a good friend from Mitchell County, who is a master gardener there and formerly a master gardener in Durham County for many years. And we lose friends. It's a part of life. J.C. Knowles, however, was a big part of this show. A big part of all of our lives here sitting in this studio. Andrea, did you know J.C.? Did you ever meet J.C.?
Only through the show. Through the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. So J.C. was a multifaceted, eclectic. He so many interests. He loved Apex, lived there for many, many years, and he was the official ambassador for Apex. And he was interviewed about Apex, who some point, I had their celebrated their 150th anniversary, and this was a part of it. And here's a bit of J.C. talking about Apex and himself.
I've been associated with Apex since 1950. When I got out of the Army, I got a job with a surgical supply company. And I called on all the doctors around here traveling. And I had a two-week itinerary. I went as far as Wilmington, as far as Charlotte. But every Friday, I wound up in Apex. And, of course, Balkan's Drugstore, they were waiting on me when I got there. I always got a pimento cheese sandwich and a Pepsi Cola. But I've moved just outside of Apex 35 years ago. And I had an antique store here for about 5 years. And I've had a newspaper, newsletter, gosh, ever since I've been here. I've been doing it for 35 years.
And he did so many other things. I mean, that was just the tip of the iceberg.
He cooked.
For
he cooked pancakes.
Yeah. Remember? Oh yeah. Well,
he did all that.
The
was
that the because he was really big
was it
with
the
it, Kiwanis.
Okay, Kiwanis. Okay.
I'm not sure if we're supposed to get those mixed up. I don't know how.
I'm not sure.
The Kiwanis and Rotaries. I don't know how much of a.
I don't know. I for some reason I thought it was Apex or Rotary.
They'll fight you over that now.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm not sure.
We have to be careful.
Yeah. But anyway, he cooked pancakes.
Yeah.
I think down at the fire department.
Station in downtown and that beautiful downtown.
Great
that
time.
Is the most active downtown area.
Yep.
Melissa and I like to go over occasionally and we live nowhere near Apex.
Well, we've done shows from there.
Yeah, but we love going to Anna's Italian restaurant. Anna's the sauce tastes to the most like I've eaten in New York.
Ah,
that sauce. Something about the flavor, and so I love. Only thing I've ever gotten there is spaghetti and meatballs. That's what I always get. But that's really good.
I remember the show we did there.
Yeah.
There was a barbecue cook-off going on. At
yeah,
that time.
their first annual. And we were right there at Anna's, whatever that street is. Phil, would you quit playing?
I was trying to make
playing
sure
games over there.
I wasn't playing games. I was
all
trying
right.
to find out what JC. I was trying to make.
Will
sure.
you just keep that to yourself?
The correct.
Don't interrupt anymore. I was trying to tell a story.
Sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. We were in Apex, and we were plugged in. Our power was plugged in to a street light. And it kept going out. And we had a mess with that. That's the only thing I have ever disliked about doing remote broadcasts for any show, this show or
right.
anything else, is the technical part of it. But the technology now is such that it's not flawless, but
it's better.
It is thousand
yeah,
times
better.
Yeah, I can
remember.
Yeah. Thousand times better. So that was our experience. And we have done Peak Week. The we did a Saturday over there. I'm trying to think. That may have been Irv Evans and me. In downtown. And, you know, that was the most hair-raising day because I think the Weekend Gardener was an hour and a half then. And Irv and I were right on downtown on the main street, and the embers were setting up right behind us.
Good land.
So we may have had Bobby Tomlinson on or something, just chatted with him a second. But in the meantime, we got out about 5 minutes early because I had to make my way to Hillsborough Street and Capital Broadcasting's studios there where NCNN was at the time, and they had ventured into networking stuff, and I was doing the Weekend Mechanic there at their studios, and it was networked, and I had to make my way from Apex to down Hillsborough Street, and there was a road race. And thank you, Raleigh Police, for so many things. But that day, they helped me get down that street quick enough that I could get in. I didn't have long to get there, so I'll never forget that day. But that was a peak week celebration in Apex.
Well,
I got to talk to the Embers. That made it all better.
So, yeah, Bobby's got a book out.
I have an autographed copy of it.
Yes.
Yeah. What a career they've had. Love the Embers. To me, in the 60s, they were as big as the Beatles to me. You know, they were the Beatles and they were the Embers.
So I remember the Embers Club downtown.
And at Atlantic Beach, I saw the Platters. I saw Junior Walker and the All-Stars, all kinds of folks at the Embers Club downtown at Atlantic Beach. But, yeah, big deal. Davy and Dawson, that was where the building was. I'm sure that's all swallowed up now, where the Embers Club was. But, yeah, it was a big deal.
Platters. Oh yes, I'm the great pretender.
Hey, you know, I was very disappointed the other night at the Super Kids because you sang. What did you sing?
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. Okay, you sang Amazing Grace, and you had people join in. But I was really sorry that you didn't sing the Johnny Cash song that we play. that I have put in to play for you every Saturday morning. Good morning, friends. But you did not choose to sing that.
Finally learned the words after all these years. And how about the young lady that sang the acapella?
Acapella. No, that's from the Andy Griffith Show.
Hopelessly in love.
Yeah, hopelessly in love with you.
That was beautiful. What a beautiful.
Yeah, she did a great
beautiful,
job.
Sweet voice. She did.
And by the way,
did you sing before or after her?
That's the first thing I did right before we opened up the lines to eat. I said, let's do Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
And as I was coming in, a friend of mine, Jackie, who used to work for the Highway Patrol, said, my friend has a guitar. I said, bring it in. You're going to sing with me.
Absolutely.
Hatcher, Colonel Hatcher.
Well, I'm glad she did. And I'm glad you sang too, sir.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, we had a good time at Pam's. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. All right, we're back on WPTF 944. Phil feels like Melissa. She's not going to be deterred from being right. And I was wrong and she's right. I don't know why I thought about Kiwanis.
I thought
he was a Rotarian.
I thought I remembered him talking about cooking pancakes with the Rotary.
Are you sure he wasn't both? Is it possible to be both?
He could have possibly been.
Is it possible, Rufus? You're a clubby guy.
If you have enough time. But I just can't imagine being a Rotarian and a Kiwanin at the same time.
Yeah.
Because they're only 24 hours in a day.
JC was pretty busy.
He was. He always had something going on.
He did.
Yeah. But for those of you just joining us, JC Knowles, our beloved JC Knowles, passed away yesterday at age 97. And we talked about it when we came on that it was ironic that JC passed away on Halloween because he told the best ghost stories ever. He told the best stories. He was a good storyteller, and that he's like you, Rufus, and my late cousin Bill. They were all three of you just wonderful storytellers.
Yeah. He would tell some jokes too, right?
Yeah, and we are going to hear the last one we could find. The last time that JC called, I think. And he told us a joke. It hadn't been too long ago, just a few weeks ago, that he called. And we'll hear that in the 10 o'clock hour. So I look forward to that. I'm glad we have that in posterity. I was just noticing our church. I'm a reader at St. Michael's Episcopal. And so you read the Bible verses as part of the lectern. Each week, and Alan Campbell, I don't know if that name means anything to you, but Alan is an actor who is a Tony nominated. He was in Sunset Boulevard on Broadway, and Jake and the Fat Man, he was one of the stars in that with William Conrad. He's been in all kinds of television shows. He was in some of the Matlock episodes, and he is just a delightful human being, and he is an incredible, as you might imagine, reader. And I just saw him pop up. The lecture schedule is being prepared, so right. They were the person who handles that just sending it out, and Alan just volunteered to do one of the Christmas services. Aww. And it's really incredible to hear him read. So we're so fortunate to have people like that in our church. But to have somebody nominated for a Tony Award, and I'm sure he should have won it.
That's great.
Because he is an incredible singer, too. But a nice man, just an everyday nice man. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener. Miss Andrea, do you have any projects this fall? Have you been planting anything?
Oh, I've been planting a lot because I did nothing in the spring. So I planted 3 dozen daylilies on one of my hills.
Good.
I got them mostly from other friends' gardens. And I planted 27 native plants that I bought at a plant sale in Weaverville. And so I'm looking, they were very small plants, but I'm looking forward to seeing everything bloom in the spring and the summer. And I also planted, and this one is kind of more strategic, I planted 5 sumacs, Rus aromatica, grow low. So they grow 2 feet high, but 8 feet wide eventually. And I did that to try to hold up the mountainside that slid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is it pretty stable? Seemed to be pretty stable where you had that?
Unfortunately not. It's not stable yet. So every time we get a very hard rain, more of it kind of slows down. You know, not at all with the ferocity that it did during the Helene storm, but it just kind of trickles down. And so the dirt there is not being held yet. And so I'm trying to shore that up.
Hmm. But sumac?
Sumac,
yeah. Right.
So a native sumac.
Y'all haven't had much drought this. You've had pretty good rainfall, haven't you?
We had short periods of drought. Uh-huh. We had short periods.
Yeah, so, we had a terrible drought.
We had rain all, last week.
And, yeah, we got some.
And that was great because we had been getting close to drought.
Yeah, I was glad that it rained. Glad to hear that it rained up there because of the Christmas trees too, because I'm sure they needed to get.
When you get your Christmas trees, Phil.
We go the week of the 17th. I can't believe it.
Time is just. It's November 1st today. And by the way, you've got to fall back.
Right.
Now, you might think you're getting an extra hour of sleep, but you ain't because it's all messed up because we go back and forth.
Don't fall back.
Yeah, but you got to change your clocks back.
Yeah.
Don't put them ahead more. That would really mess things up.
It would.
And it's going to be darker tomorrow afternoon before you know it, if that makes any sense.
So get out today and garden.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right, because you'll have all kinds of shadows tomorrow afternoon, and then before you know it, it'll be dark. So you got to change your clocks tonight before you go to bed. And I have clocks. Drives Melissa crazy. I have clocks all over the place. Thank goodness I don't have an interest in cuckoo clocks. I have interest in a cuckoo business instead. And
cuckoo for Cocoa Puff.
Cuckoo for everything. Yeah, cuckoo for everything with this place. So, although I dearly love it. And I have a lot of clocks. Some of them change themselves because they pick up a signal from Colorado and the atomic clock out there. And so they do the job themselves. Others I have to change manually. So I've gotten it down to a real science. But I have, when I'm lying in the bed, I am so time sensitive because of my schedule and what I have to do when I get here, that any direction I look, just about I can see a clock. And they're fairly big numerals. Just the life I live.
Well, I have one cheap clock that I can't change the time, and I have to memorize. This one is either late or fall back or
Rufus,
spring forward.
I will be glad to give you a clock. I like clocks very much. What type would you like? One with big digits that you plug in, or do you want one that goes tick, 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 tick?
I like the digits, but I've got this Sam Irvin watch on here. That I've had.
Does it speak to you?
It almost does. And it is so old-fashioned that I got to pull hard. I might have to get a winch to pull that thing out.
Is it rusted?
Well, it's... I don't know what the brand is.
Got to pull out the stem?
I ordered it. Well, a friend of mine ordered it from an airplane. The name of the watchmaker is called Zazzle.
Zazzle?
Z-A-Z-Z-L-E.
You rang Dave going out of business now?
I don't know.
Phil, look it up. You like to look up stuff.
I'll look it up.
Look it up and see if Zazzle is still here.
Z-A-Z-Z.
Sam Irvin Zazzle watch. How about that?
Well, it's just...
Well, I thought you had one that that you gave out, I'm for Rufus.
Oh, I got that, yeah.
They were selling I'm for Rufus T-shirts at the Super Kids thing. I bought one. And they were a hot commodity.
Yeah.
Was Rufus running for something?
He was in 1984. And this was from your governor's race, wasn't it? But I guess you used
that's
it.
That's a year that I'd rather forget. And here somebody said, let's make a T-shirt.
Yeah. So they were nice.
It was a replica of 1984, Andre. Yeah. And it says, okay. I'm for Rufus. That was my slogan.
Oh, cool.
If you're a Facebook friend, I put a copy on there. And I... Let's see what I said. I said I went to a political rally tonight. Actually, the Super Kids Foundation dinner. Everybody was running for something, and I have the T-shirt sitting on a chair there. So, but that's true. There were politicians. If you wanted to see any politicians, they were all at the Super Kids. They know where to go.
Yeah, we had the mayor deliver greetings. We had Roy Cooper's wife, Kristen Cooper, was there. We had Wiley Nickel running for DA. We had Steve Rao running for county commissioner.
Former Congressman Etheridge.
Yes.
Representative Penny from Harnett County, a fine gentleman. He said he's going to get on the tractor the next day. He had to feed his cattle.
He's a real farmer.
He is an agronomist.
Yes.
That's a tough ag degree there. And... a smart man, obviously, but he had to get on. He is a real farmer, as is Mr. Etheridge. Although he doesn't, I think his sons, at least one son, is involved with it more than he is.
At one time, Congressman Bob Etheridge was the only real farmer in Congress.
Yes, and of course he was on. Thank goodness he was on the Ag Committee.
Yes, yep.
As was Harold Cooley.
Well, we had
from my hometown
at that meeting Wednesday night. We had every stripe of political nature. No,
you did.
Nobody attacked anybody because we believe in civility.
In fact, you had Donnie Harrison and the current sheriff
who are friends,
and they ran against each other.
Yes.
But they both have are good people, have integrity, were good law enforcement officers, and good sports. Obviously,
absolutely.
Donnie served the county well, and it was nice.
Well,
it was nice to see all of them.
We want to teach those kids too about civility.
Yeah,
that's something we long to get back to.
And when you bring all sides together, and they don't argue, that's what you get.
Yeah. You can argue peaceably and civilly and respect another person's views. Just don't start a fight over it.
Yeah, and there were no fights that I saw. I mean, there were a lot of law enforcement people there. You can't have any fights at Super Kids or the Gentleman Club or any place else.
We had Fat Leg there now.
Fat Leg and I had a long discussion, and we want to, again, get the story behind the story on this Fat Leg thing. Because there are different sides
to that. No, it's very simple. One time when I was Secretary of State, I was the sun would hit the car, and I was prone to fall asleep.
You still are.
Well, and Fat Leg or Keith Whitfield was driving me. And I woke up and this big fat leg was laying over there on mine. I said, get that fat leg off of me.
He's not fat.
His leg was fat.
All right. We'll take a break and come back and do something. I know what we'll do. We'll hear from JC again. Yep, his joke, the last joke that he told on the station, as far as we know. Hopefully we'll hear from Monica. The Korean festival is going on out there.